Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Being head coach of Fremantle, what's that moment like when you confirm that that's, you know, you've obviously applied and gone through a process and when that's confirmed, what's that feeling like?
It's a nice emotion, right? Like when I went into coaching, I always had high ambitions of being best coach I could be and being a senior coach.
Yeah.
But I always had the caveat that I was never in a hurry and I would always wait for the right opportunity and an opportunity when I felt like I was well-rounded and ready. And it just happened to be the job came up when I felt like I was had those experiences at Collingwood and was ready. So, yeah, applied, put a lot of time and effort into the application and it's a great process to go through to be able to get all your thoughts out of your head and put them in a document and then be able to present them. But that emotion doesn't, the emotion of like, you know, joy and this is a great achievement doesn't hang around for a while, for long. Like it's pretty much, got to get the kid, got to get the family home, got to start work, got to do the media, and all of a sudden you're in the senior coach mode pretty quickly. And then you got to think about the whole program. How's the whole preseason going to unfold? How are you going to implement the game plan, culture, all that sort of thing. So, you get to work pretty quick.
You think, oh shit! Like, no, I have to actually go and do all those things I promised I could do it during the interview.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is the application process? Is it like a 100-page document? Like, I'm expecting, I don't know what to expect with a head coaching position application.
Yeah, I lent on some people to help me in terms of the format, and how it should flow, that type of thing. I was very fortunate. In my last couple of years at West Coast, I did a level 4 coaching course through the AFL. And that sort of, as an assistant coach, you're on the treadmill week to week and your weeks look very similar. And you know, review the game, prepare for the next, watch vision at the same time, talk to the players about the same thing, do the tapes. And you're in that mode. The level 4 coaching course lifts you out of that and gives you an ability to, you know, look at things bit more bigger picture as a senior coach would. You get a bit of a lens on list management, all those type of things. So, and then at the end of the level 4, you have to do a presentation, and it's a mock presentation to a board pretty much, or a senior coaching committee. So that was a good experience, get some feedback and a few other things I could have done better. Not a massive fan of role playing, so it didn't go that well. And then, but the document I put together was probably about 90 pages.
Wow.
And I put it in a binder and gave it to the people who were on the committee. And you do an interview at the start, and then you got through to the next round, and then you do a formal presentation to the committee, which I felt was pretty relaxed. Like, it was pretty relaxed, and it wasn't necessarily me standing in front explaining or going through my presentation. It was more of a Q&A, deeper dive into things that were in the presentation. And then, you know, clearly you go through style of play, how you lead the coaching group, you know, dig really deep into some of the things in the game plan that you can change. And you talk about the list, and it goes for about 3-4 hours. So it's pretty
It's intense.
Yeah, it's pretty intense and demanding, and you're pretty exhausted by the end.
Is there anything that jumps off the page looking back over your time as Freo coach that you didn't expect as a head coach, that you know, either challenges or positive things or things that you didn't know until you knew? Sure, lots.
Well, there's lots, but yeah. I knew it was a really demanding job. So when all those things pop up, you sort of think, well, it's just the job. And Neil Danaher gave me some advice when I got the Fremantle job. He said, people talk about work-life balance as senior coach. Work-life balance isn't a thing. You just got to be really strong in your priorities. So if your priorities are your job and your family, make them your priorities, because you won't have a lot of time for all the other stuff you've got time for now. And it's pretty true. And you got to just make sure that you prioritize those two things, because a lot can consume you if you don't. And you don't have a lot of time for other stuff. And if that other stuff starts eating into those priorities, you're probably not going to do a very good job. So I try and live true to that. Don't get it right all the time, especially at home by helping out enough. But there's not a day where you couldn't be working as a senior coach.
Yes.
And you think you've churned out all this work and it might be 10 o'clock at night and you think, geez, I'm on top of it. And then you go and lay down in bed and you think, oh, I forgot to do that. And I said to my wife the other day, I think I could work for a week straight and that thought would still pop into, oh, yeah, I should have called this player, or I should have asked this player about that, or should have showed him that bit of vision. Not that I do a lot of that. There's so many things you can do,
yes,
if you want to, as a senior coach.
Is that why assistant coaches are so important for you?
Oh,
that-
critical.
Yeah.
Critical. And when you've got assistant coaches that you trust, they will do their job, it takes a lot of time pressure off you as a senior coach. And I'm very fortunate at the moment. I think I've got a really good coaching team around me that I trust to do their job. So that does take a lot of stress away from me. But there is certain things that only I can do, or I'm the decision maker of. So yeah, just striking that balance.
I mentioned before we came online here, JL, that wasn't going to be a lot of current footy stuff, because I said you can probably consume that content somewhere else. This is a bit more of a journey piece, this potty. But I was thinking about before we chatted, the pressures as a player versus the pressure as coach. Are they very different things? Are they? I don't know. You've done both, so I haven't.
Some ways they're the same. You probably, as a player, you go through different stages of your career, right? Like early days, the pressure's on you to remain in the team, or first to get a game and then to remain in the team. And then once you start feeling comfortable in the team, it becomes around being consistent performer and winning, and you think a little bit more holistically about the team
and then leading, absolutely.
So you feel different sorts of pressures in your footy career, but as a senior coach, you do feel the pressure of the whole footy club. That's not saying you should, but you do, because you know winning and losing affects all aspects of the footy club. So you do feel that burden as a senior coach.
It must also be hard, because a lot of the burden falls on you from even just fans, because when you're a player, you're one of 22 on the field, and maybe you have a rough game, but usually a game isn't lost because of one person. But I feel like fans look at the coach straight away, there's a problem. You lost the game because of something the coach did. That's so different to obviously having to deal with that as a player.
Oh, absolutely.
That was just a little teaser of our full episode. They're out Wednesdays on YouTube, and you can listen to them wherever you get your podcasts. Go on, get out of here.